Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back on the airwaves. It's Talk Sports. I'm John Reed. Joined by Cody McClure. Cody, how are you?
I'm good. Sounds like your day's already ruined.
Getting ready for the show. Feeling good. Feeling great. I dropped my phone. Behind the baseboard here in the studio. It's like in an impossible place to get out. I feel so helpless.
It's hard to describe.
Yeah,
the,
I would take a picture and post it on the internet, but I don't have my phone.
Yeah.
I would show you how tough it's going to be to get this out, but I don't have my phone. And I really don't know if it's going to be okay. I really don't know if I'm going to be able to get it out. I'm really worried. I feel like I've lost a child. Ben plays some extra spots. Try to give me time to get it out. It just ain't coming out. It's stuck. Imagine you're getting ready for like the biggest, you know, you're getting ready to do your job. Get ready to go to work. Time to clock in. Time to entertain the masses, then bam, day's ruined. Now I got to be on the air for 3 hours. All I can think about is just getting my phone out.
Who knows what you're going to miss in that time. I mean, I'm sure you'll be getting a lot of important texts. Maybe a phone call. Is the phone on loud? We might just hear it ringing throughout the show.
No, it is on silent. It is on silent. I always kind of keep it on silent when I'm in public. I check my phone enough. I'll get to you within a couple minutes. Yeah, sometimes I miss some phone calls. Text or leave a voicemail. I don't leave it on ringer. I'm not that important. Like, if I'm expecting a call, that's important. Of course, I turn the ringer on. But any other time, constantly on silent. Constantly on silent. That way I check. You know, when I look and I have a message, oh, it's a little nice surprise. Oh, you're thinking about me? Oh, you want to talk to me? Cool.
So you don't get notified when you get a message?
I mean, when I pick it up and check, but yeah, no, like, alert.
Oh.
No, like, ring or vibrate. Nope, just leave it alone.
You just pick it up periodically to know.
So yeah, there's always a stat, like, people check their phones, like, 80 times a day. I think that's the number that went around. I might be making that up, but it feels like the number. Mine's more like 200 times a day. I probably check my phone 200 times a day. At least glance at it.
Just see what's on there.
See if I have a message. See if I have a missed call. See if I have an email.
There's always that feeling when it lights up and then it's something dumb, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
A notification about a car bombing and so, you know, across the country or across the world.
Yeah, text from Cody McClure.
Yeah, something like that. Your fantasy team lost this week.
Oh, no, I turned those notifications off.
158-62.
Couldn't take it this season. Turn the notifications off. I don't really have any of the push notifications. I don't get any, like, sports alerts. I don't get any, you know, tweets. Nothing like that. No Facebook notifications. Nothing sent to my phone. It's all a surprise whenever I check and see I have something.
Ben Lee liked your photo on Instagram.
Yeah, no need. No need. Yeah, Ben Lee, don't care if you like my Instagram photo. No thanks. But, yeah, now I'm worried about what I'm missing in there. It really has the option of derailing the show. Really has that option. 865-546-8200. If you want to talk to me, the only way you're going to be able to contact me is on that phone. That's the station phone. My phone, gone. Station phone still works. You can't send me a tweet. As always, we'll read it on the show. Still getting that. Still see all you jerks who are telling me that I can't see your tweets. I can still see them. I just won't reply.
Can see him, just not in the mobile form.
Not in the mobile form, which is my favorite form. Did you watch any sports last night? Did you watch anything?
I didn't.
Yeah.
What was on?
Well, there's basketball on.
Yeah.
Tonight, you go back to having football on, although they're not doing you really any favors with the Colts and Broncos. That's not doing the NFL any favors.
Didn't we say last week, though, that should be good for a Thursday night game because,
oh yeah,
you know, you don't want to subject the good teams to these Thursday night games this late in the year.
You're right about that. You're right about that. That is good for the competitiveness of the league. It's good for weekend games. But for us on a Thursday, we need some football. And I don't want to watch any of the Colts and Broncos. Like, you shouldn't really have any Colts fantasy players if you're in the playoffs. Maybe T.Y. Hilton. Maybe you're desperate and you're starting T.Y. Hilton. But, like, he's been betrayed the last year by his quarterback. Like, by luck never being healthy, T.Y. Hilton has become so much less valuable. You starting any Broncos? Like, you shouldn't be starting very many Broncos either in the playoffs.
I can't think of any Broncos.
Life comes at you fast. You never know what you have till it's gone. All those cliches. Tell that to Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. They're living life, loving it. Loving life when Peyton was their quarterback. Now they get the poo-poo platter trio of Osweiler, Paxton Lynch, Trevor Siemian. Just that revolving door. You think they miss Peyton? You think Tennesseans miss watching Peyton on Sundays? Imagine how those two feel. Imagine how John Elway feels. John Elway is sneaky not good at his job.
I feel like they need to just go ahead and start planning for the future with Chad Kelly.
You're still on that, huh?
I'm still on it.
You still think Chad Kelly's going to be good, huh?
I'm on it till he's out of the league.
And then you'll just be waiting for him to get another chance.
Yeah. Yep. I love Chad Kelly. I want to see him make it. I want to see him be successful in the NFL.
If you're rooting for Chad Kelly to be successful in the NFL, if you're rooting for him to, if you like him, you should root for him just to kind of stay on the bench. Don't show anybody that he's not good enough. Just sit over there and still keep getting checks. The Tyler Bray method.
Well, I don't care about his personal success.
Oh, okay.
It's just that I said he would be good in the league.
Oh.
And I just want that to come
to fruition.
So you just
want to be right.
Right.
You don't really care about
swag. I don't care
swag.
About him as a person.
You don't care about swag, Kelly. You just want to be right.
Yeah, I don't care about him.
Well, then for your sake, you don't want him to actually play and then be bad, and then you're wrong.
True.
You can always say, yeah, he would have been good if they just would have given him a chance.
They never gave him a shot.
Yeah. Damn politics.
Could have been the MVP of the league.
Coach didn't like him. Management didn't like him. He's too much of a bad boy. They're letting politics come in the way. You don't want him to play and then be bad because then you're wrong.
Right.
You just want to say, well, he would have been good. Trust me.
Believe me.
I know how to scout quarterbacks. He would have been good.
Believe me. I looked at him like Dak. Big arm.
Put him with the Cowboys, he'd be good?
Big arm. State of Mississippi. They got a lot in common.
Yeah.
I can't think of very many other things, but those two things.
I'm sure Chad Kelly's been beaten up at Panama City Beach, too, before.
Yeah.
I'm sure that happened.
He's not quite as mobile.
That was one of my favorite videos. I felt so bad because it was kind of like a 2-on-1. But those guys that beat up Dak Prescott at Panama City, you remember that video?
Yeah, that was good.
That was one of my favorite a couple years ago.
Chad Kelly had the one where he attacked someone at a high school football game, so
yeah.
That was good. His brother, he was defending his brother's honor.
Yeah, he ran out on the field as he was like, was he suspended? What was his deal? Like, he wasn't active. Was it after he'd been ruled? What happened with him at the end of his Ole Miss time? He got hurt, right?
Yeah. He got hurt, and they had to bring in Shea Patterson halfway through the season.
So then he's at his brother's high school football game, and then the fight breaks out, and he runs on the field and tries to start grabbing people. He says breaking it up, trying to protect his brother, but either way, felt like a bad look. Felt like the guy's kind of a psycho.
Absolutely. He had some other issues, too. I can't remember what it was, but
for some reason, I think he had like a machine gun. Is that right? Did he have some guns?
Maybe.
Do you have some guns?
I don't think you ever killed anyone.
No, I don't think so either. I know that he wasn't going to get invited to the combine, so he was waiting, saying he was going to crash the combine. Like, just show up, sit outside like in Major League, just wait, try to sneak in like Willie Mays Hayes did. Just show up and pretend you belong is what Chad Kelly was going to do. Yeah, Chad Kelly arrested after nightclub brawl. Told the bouncer he was going to go to his car, get his AK-47, and spray this place.
Nice.
So he didn't kill anybody, but he threatened. He threatened to shoot the club up.
That's my kind of quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go out to my car, get my gun, shoot everybody.
He apologized for the going out on the field with the high school kids. So that's, you know, as long as you apologize, everything's fine. You just got to say you're sorry.
Do we know if he said sorry for the whole, I'm going to go get my AK?
Not sure. Reading about his off-the-field issues on Sports Illustrated.
I didn't expect, like, this is what happens when I drop my phone. We start with Chad Kelly talk.
How would your phone have helped this to not happen?
I would have had a plan. You know, every day, like, you know, right when the lights are coming on, the music's rolling, I'm like, okay, let's go. Let's go, Tom. Let's have a great show. Let's go, Jonathan. You're the best. You're the best. Yeah, you. Let's go. You're so smart. Get a good topic. Do a good show. Let's go. The people are counting on you. Plug the phone lines. Let's go. Send some good tweets. Come on. Good topics. Every day, like from like 9:57 to like 10:01, that's me in my head. Just, let's go. Yeah. Today it was, oh, my God, where'd my phone go? No. So we ended up with Chad Kelly. Swag. I had a whole thing. I'll tell you about my whole thing afterwards. I'll tell you where I meant to go with that in like a roundabout way. It was kind of, I'll explain to you on the other side of the break. It's Talk Sports right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Stick with us. You heard Cody. You heard that angelic voice during the break, letting you know that we are proud, pumped, excited to spend our signing day, I believe next Wednesday and Thursday. We, along with The Drive, will be live at Quaker Steak and Lube, getting you ready, kind of seeing where, if Tennessee's landing any of these early recruits. I guess we'll get the Cade Mays decision. We'll be out at Quaker Steak and Lube. Come by, eat some wings, have some drinks, hang out with us, and kick it. Shout out to them for coming on board with us. Quaker Steak and Lube is right there in West Knoxville.
It's right by my house.
Right by your house. You're pumped.
Yeah.
8355 Kingston Pike. Yeah, and they still have their all-you-can-eat chicken wings on Tuesday nights. Their bike night, happy hour, and more. Yeah, come on and see us. Make plans to be out there for signing day that Wednesday and Thursday. Pumped.
Next week.
Excited. Yeah.
Right across from Bearden High School.
Yeah, not today. Not this Thursday. We're not out there today. No, next. Next Thursday.
Today we're in studio.
I wish we were on location. Then I wouldn't have dropped my stupid phone. I wish we were on location. I wouldn't have dropped my phone. I wouldn't have to look at Ben. It'd be great.
What's wrong with looking at Ben?
I'm just mad. I'm projecting. I'm sorry, Ben.
Am I not invited to the remote?
Well, you have to be here to run the board. I hate to tell you, no, you're not invited to the remote. You'll be here doing your job, looking at nobody, while we're like on the equipment, teleporting back into the studio through audio.
But you can drop your phone in the crack here if you want.
Yeah, you can set up two like blow up dolls in the chairs if it'll make you feel like you're with us. We'll FaceTime you if I get my phone out of the crack. If I don't have it out by then, I don't know what I could do for you. I don't know, but we'll see.
You know, I don't mean to be the hindsight guy, but if you had an OtterBox, that wouldn't have happened.
I've been living dangerously, and I'll be honest, I got what I deserved. I've been living dangerously. I broke my phone 2 months ago. I had my insurance claim. They sent me a new phone. My OtterBox, by the way, cracked somehow.
Really?
The back of it cracked.
I thought they were indestructible.
Yeah, that's the lie they would have you believe. Somehow mine started ripping in the back. I mean, it still protected the phone, don't get me wrong. Well, I guess it didn't because it broke, but it fell like on the screen and broke. It was a whole ordeal. Actually, it was out of the box when it happened. So, yeah, not to besmirch the old OtterBox, but it ripped. So I never put it back on the phone. Also, my OtterBox was dirty from years on the farm.
Yeah, they get nasty.
Yeah, so like all the dust, all the feed residue, all the dust from the barn, like, had gotten into my phone. And it, you know, my last phone, the speakers were messed up. Like, I could really only talk on the speakerphone, which made it really obnoxious to have to take phone calls in public because, you know, my number one person was the guy who talks on the phone in public. And for a while, I had to be that guy. I would try not to be, but sometimes it was just unavoidable. Long story short, my OtterBox was disgusting. So I've just been living recklessly with no cover, no case. So think, like, how little your iPhone is. Now think of a space exactly designed to capture that iPhone. That's the predicament I'm in right now. And I'm stressed out, Cody. I'm stressed out. I'm getting all these texts probably right now. People send me content for the show. I'm stressed out. But yes, the OtterBox would have helped. You're right. But I've been kind of waiting for it to break that way I'd have to buy a new phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'll just ride this one out.
Or if you can't get it out, I mean, do you have... Can you get a new? You have insurance on it?
I already used my claim. You can't use back-to-back claims that soon.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just going to be in trouble.
Well, the good thing is
I'm off the grid now. I'm officially off the grid.
The good thing is the new one's only, what, $1,000? Something like that.
I hate you so much. I wish I was a Quaker Steak and Lube. But we'll be there next Wednesday and Thursday. We'll be from 10 to 1. Russell Smith, the Drive Guys, will be there from 3 to 6. So stop by, eat some chicken wings, talk some cruton with us. Quaker Steak and Lube, 8355 Kingston Pike, Knoxville, Tennessee. Happy to have them on board. The takeover continues.
I'm just excited because it's right by my house. When I tell you it's right by my house, I mean it's across the interstate from my house. I could stand on top of the roof and throw a rock and maybe hit Quaker Steak. If not that I would ever do that, but you know, just talking about the distance, it's that close.
Are you going to walk?
Nah, I'll probably drive.
Okay. Can I pick you up?
Yeah, if you want.
Well, here's where I'd said I was trying to kind of make a leap. Tell me if how you would grade this. You're in the biz. You're in the radio biz, the Segway biz. I was talking some Broncos Colts. Remember some Broncos Colts? Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, oh, Chuck Pagano, he sucks. You know how bad Chuck Pagano sucks? Then you would say,
how bad does Chuck Pagano suck, John?
Oh, man, Chuck Pagano sucks so bad that they should have kept Jim Caldwell.
Ooh, Jim Caldwell.
Jim Caldwell and the Lions. Talked a little bit about him, and then I could have set it up for like an Easter egg, a callback to yesterday. You remember when we were talking about your favorite movies? And you said, you know, when you were six, it was Titanic, right?
Right, and that was before I saw Heat.
Right, but then I was going to, you know, tie into how funny Caldwell's quote was yesterday, where he was asked what his favorite movie was. And he said, I have one, but I'm not going to tell you because I don't want to have to explain it and defend my choice for a favorite movie, and all of a sudden becoming the most interesting man in the world. Like, Jim Caldwell has a favorite movie that he doesn't want to admit, and that's all I've been able to think about until I dropped my phone. But I was going to try to segue that, and how would you have graded that? That connection of conversation.
That seems like a really roundabout. So you're going, you know, team to coach.
Mm-hmm.
To old coach, to his. I mean, I guess that's doable.
Ben, you don't know anything, Cody.
That's doable.
Ben, how would you grade that? How would you grade my thought process for my segue?
B minus.
Thank you. I'll take it.
I'll take it. Yeah, I'd go C.
Man, the Colts are so bad. You know how bad the Colts suck?
How bad?
They're so bad that they probably should have just kept Jim Caldwell. I mean, he did get them a Super Bowl ring.
That he did.
I mean, the Lions are, you know, still in contention. They're 7-6. Jim Bob Cooter, Matt Stafford, they're hanging around 7-6. Caldwell did a good job last year. He still doesn't blink very much, but he's a good coach. You know, they're getting ready to play the Bears this Saturday. There's a special 4:30 kickoff on Saturday. So they're under a little bit bigger of a microscope this week. And in his press conference, he was asked what his favorite movie was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he said, yeah, I have one. I have one, but I'm not going to tell you because I don't care to have to defend it and have you misunderstand why it's my favorite movie. And it kind of reminded me yesterday of you talking about the Titanic. Like, you would have had to explain it and been like, oh, well, it's because I love ships.
Mm.
So now I'm curious, like, Jim Caldwell, who had been so boring, is now pretty interesting to me.
It's probably Failure to Launch.
The first thing that came in my mind, like, is there a movie that you'd be like, yeah, it's my favorite, but I don't really want to tell you it's my favorite? The first thing that came to my mind was, like, Brokeback Mountain. Like, does he love the scenery? Does he love Heath Ledger and Gyllenhaal? Like, but he doesn't want to say it because then people are going to laugh and he's going to have to say, wait, it's not that.
There are a couple of good-looking guys.
Right.
I mean.
That was where my mind initially went.
Maybe he's a big fan of horses.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a big fan of...
Yeah, but like That was the first thing that went in my mind. It could be something really embarrassing, like Jack and Jill by Adam Sandler. Like, oh, my grandkids love Jack and Jill, so I've watched that every day straight for a whole summer. And yeah, it's actually pretty funny.
The Notebook.
To me, that one maybe gets a little bit more of a pass than like a Jack and Jill, but yeah, sure.
I'm thinking it's like Failure to Launch.
That damn McConaughey.
Because he likes Terry Bradshaw's butt.
You'd be cool with having your head football coach love The Notebook.
I guess you're right.
What kind of director thought it was a good idea to show Terry Bradshaw's behind
I've never in seen a movie? I've never seen Failure to Launch. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, I know
it's a
McConaughey. Is that Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yeah.
Actually, I have
Kathy Bates.
Yeah, I have seen that one. Never mind, take it back.
I do love Kathy Bates.
Oh,
but
Kathy Bates is great.
But as a whole, that's...
Her and Titanic. Oh,
yeah.
So
yeah,
good.
Yeah. She's great in everything.
Yeah.
Kathy Bates seems like the kind of woman who would just take care of you. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. Like, I think of her as that crazy woman in Misery, where she kept breaking the guy's legs.
I imagine
the opposite of taking care of you. I guess she was kind of still feeding him and helping him, but she just wouldn't let him get up and walk.
But her,
you ever seen it?
No.
She kept putting a block in between his legs and then hitting it with a hammer.
Well, that's
breaking
brutal.
His legs.
That's brutal. That's
keeping him crippled.
That's not really her usual role. Like, I feel like I would go to Kathy Bates' house and there would be rolls baking in the oven. There would be
Grandma Kathy.
Yeah. Feel like she'd already have dinner ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
She'd be wearing an apron. She'd have oven mitts on.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Cody, why don't you have a seat over here? Sit down.
Get you some of that peach cobbler, won't you?
Get you some of that peach cobbler.
You want some milk with that, baby?
Nope, that's not what I see when I see Kathy Bates. Some news coming out from the Knoxville News Sentinel about Anton Davis and who he thinks. It's a whole mess. It's a mess. We'll get to it. It's Anton. We're calling back to Anton. Barb's back in the scene. Butch, back in the scene. John Curry. All your favorite former characters are all back. We'll talk about it next on Fox Sports Knoxville. Houston was trying to fish out my phone with a ruler and tape. Fell so far. It's okay. We'll do this segment. We'll try again. Now we got the tape stuck on the phone now?
Yeah, so now at least we got something sticky on the phone.
We're making progress. Making progress. And now people are like, hey, hey, we could take up a love offering. Well, listen to this guy. Listen to this guy. Jeremy Thompson. That floor is sad. We could take up a love offering and get y'all a new shiny piece of plywood. Yeah, we got a whole, like, base here. We had to build, like, this is before I got here, but we built, like, a foot and a half platform to reach up to the mics. That way we didn't have to sit on big stools and just comfortably sit here. Then Bear and Russell messed it all up one day because they dropped something. And those two idiots thought they could just rip this thing off the baseboard. Instead, the baseboard, which it screwed into, came off the wall. And now we have two big holes here. One in the front, one in the back. Those morons.
There's conveniently two cracks now that are the perfect width and depth for an iPhone to go. To fall in.
We now have company. We had a loyal listener come in with some pliers. Or what do you have right here? What tool
grit,
is this?
It's grit to the rescue.
What would you consider that tool?
The skinniest, longest thing I could find.
The skinniest, longest thing we could find. We're performing surgery here on the air. Do you see where it's in there?
It's right there where the tape. Can you see the tape?
What are we thinking? We good? We feel like we're going to get it out? Grit Knox, handyman. Mr. Do-It-All.
Grit coming to save the day.
McGover coming in. Promised some of that Anton Davis stuff. We'll keep an eye on Grit. We'll see if he gets it out. He's going to let out a little yelp when he gets it. Let's let him do his work, Cody. Let him do his work.
I'm very intrigued by
this. I know. Cody's distracted.
It's quite a predicament, isn't it?
So far. Dropped it out in the perfect spot. I tried to tell you. It was the worst possible spot to drop a phone. That's where I dropped it. Someone said, at least it's not the toilet. I would have rather dropped it in the toilet. That way, at least I knew it was over. I could just fish it out, throw it in some rice, hope for the best. This is even worse because it's so close, yet so far. Anton Davis' email to John Curry has been, leaked, the details of it. This comes from the Knoxville News Sentinel and Blake Topmeyer. I want you to know, he writes to John Curry, that I've been contacted by three different people that have stated that Barb Jones, Butch's wife, has told some parents of our current student athletes that I was fired because I was leaking info to the media. This is absolutely untrue, and it is exactly the type of thing I feared that would happen.
This is the first time I remember hearing any drama with Barb. She's always been kind of behind the scenes of everything.
This is actually to Reed Sigmund, which was Curry's, number two. You know, remember the guy that we almost gave the AD position to?
Right, right.
It was to Reed Sigmund the details. It says this is the first. You know, this is what I feared that would happen. In earlier emails, he had written to Curry, "I'm resigning not because I want to, but because I must. Working for Butch Jones is one of the worst work experiences I've ever had. I had to endure things like constant intimidation, bullying, and mental abuse by Coach Jones." Is this anything new here? I guess, like you said, the big takeaway is that Barb's finally mentioned in something.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing new with Butch because we had heard, you know, Anton had said he was bullied and intimidated and all that stuff before. But with Barb, that's kind of the new thing here. Hadn't heard Barb. I mean, Barb's going around allegedly, I guess, telling people why Anton was fired. Talking about he was leaking information. I just never heard Barb getting into any of this drama.
Yeah.
Me neither. I just thought she was at home making chip dips, you know?
It's making chip dips. Anton Davis, you know, had said, "I thought we were going to have a kind of smooth transition." He's mad because he's not making any statements about what happened. He's trying to kind of have a clean breakup, even though, you know, he did the whole intimidation thing. But saying that, you know, if UT is going to force his hand, he could come out and tell the details surrounding the situation. Says he will not hesitate to seek legal counsel so to make sure his name is not slandered. Davis has not spoken publicly since his resignation. anything for you? Big deal, small deal, no deal? To me, it kind of leans on no deal. Don't really care.
I mean, like I said, I'm intrigued by the Barb part. I just imagine her going around. Because I just didn't really know. I don't know anything about her all that much. She's always been so behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So just to have her name connected to it, I think, is a little bit interesting for me. But other than that, I mean, it, you know, he says some of the same things he had said initially.
Yeah. Just, it's, I guess maybe to me, Cody, your big takeaway is Barb, you know, her being mentioned. My big takeaway is that I just don't care. I think I'm finally past that era right now. Mm. Like, you know, we're on Austin Thomas yesterday, Alante Taylor, Greg Emerson posting pictures, hanging with Pruitt. We got Quaker Steak and Lube all, you know, coming on to do us some signing day stuff. Like, I've moved on.
Rick Barnes has a really good basketball team.
Huge basketball game this weekend. The detail is this, and all due respect to Anton Davis. I mean, I know he's a legend here. I know that the players love him. Him mentioning Barb doesn't do anything for me.
Well, there's not a little part of you that would like to. I mean, if, you know, and I'm not saying that this would happen, but if there was a way to, for Butch Jones and Barb to be like taken down, exposed for being just awful people,
no.
Wouldn't that be an interesting story?
I mean, I guess it would be interesting, but it doesn't do me any good.
It would entertain me.
Like, what do you think happens in this situation?
What if we find out, this is me just totally speculating, what if we found out that Barb was like, I don't know, she was just really, really in the middle of things, you know? Like, maybe there was some kind of secret that got found out. Maybe Barb and Antone, you know?
What?
I don't know.
That seems reckless.
It is reckless.
Your innuendo, that seems reckless.
It's very reckless.
And take us to break. I don't know. All she's saying is what people all thought. Like,
I'm looking for entertainment.
Everyone kind of thought, hey, Anton is the mole, is the leak. News was getting out. Butch Jones was trying to flush some news out. Like, everyone kind of thought that's what happened. Is that how are people finding out so many, like, detailed stories behind the scene? They think it's Anton.
The thing I'm asking, why are they so concerned about the leak? What could he have leaked? What else does Anton know? That's my question.
That's what you want to know, huh?
That's what I want. What is underneath that they're so worried about getting out?
I think the Shy Tuttle fight was pretty bad. I think
maybe there's a Butch Barb sex tape or something, you know?
Man, Grit still down here working tirelessly to get my phone out. It's what the Fox Sports Knoxville family is all about. People helping people. Community. Appreciate him coming by. Cody, my biggest takeaway, like I said, is that I just kind of want to move on from this Butch Jones era. Like, it was maybe the most and look, this is really saying something, but maybe to me the most annoying part of Butch Jones' tenure was the constant talk of Dooley.
And how it was better than Dooley?
That and mostly the excuses that still lingered in year 3 and year 4. Didn't hear it so much this year, but even last year you heard people saying, oh, you're following Derek Dooley. Like, that era was a terrible 3 years, obviously, having Derek Dooley as the head coach, right? Obviously, that wasn't fun. That was no good. You lost more games than you won.
Right.
But it extended an extra 3-4 years because everyone wanted to make excuses for Butch Jones.
Well, I think when Butch came on board, if you remember, you know, back before we started seeing the in-game issues and the Oklahoma game, the Florida game, back before all that, he did seem like a really, really good improvement just because we were used to Dooley.
Uh-huh.
At the time, I understand why everybody got behind Butch Jones.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm more so looking at year 3 – right. year four, when you're still talking about Double D.
You should have known. Yeah, well, you've said all along, I mean, you should have known 2015 that it was time to do something different.
Or that, you know, something drastically needed to change. Like, if you weren't going to fire Butch, you needed to make sure you make him get an offensive coordinator in here. That's elite. You make him do that. Josh Dobbs obviously hit so many deficiencies that you thought the offense wasn't as broken as it was. You had Alvin Kamara and Jalen Hurd. You had some playmakers at wide receiver. Like, Josh Malone was always, to me, a good receiver. It just took until his junior year before we figured it out. And he's a five-star coming out that we were so excited to get.
Yeah, he just kind of quietly last year, or, you know, I guess.
Yeah, well, 2 years ago. Yeah. It's 2016.
He quietly just went for almost 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he led the SEC as far as receivers go.
I just want to move on to Jeremy Pruitt. I don't want to have history kind of repeat itself, and we constantly still talk about Butch Jones. Is that too much to ask, or is that just something that's going to happen regardless?
Well, to me, it just depends on what it is. If, like I said, if there were some kind of entertaining value to it, you know, if we found out something crazy about Butch Jones,
mm-hmm.
like that he was just an awful.
No, though.
No, but I mean, if we found out a story. Like, I know
you
I was.
You want a scandal? You want a
yeah,
scandal?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was joking, obviously, about the yeah. sex tape thing. But
I don't think you were, but okay, keep going.
Well, pretty much it was a joke. But
nah,
like,
I still think you'd want to watch. But okay.
But if we found out, like, Butch was, like, I don't know, he was embezzling money, or he was just some kind of really. I just want some kind of scandal, some kind of entertainment.
No, we don't want the scandal.
But you would be so interested in that, though. I mean, we would have to talk about it. It would be a huge story. Or if we found out that Butch was, like, locking players up and if he was handcuffing players during practice or something.
I'd rather not have one of those
stories. Like the Mike Leach thing. He's putting players in closets or something.
Honestly, I would rather just move on and not have that story.
Well, I'm good with moving on, too.
I just want all that to be over with. I don't want a scandal coming out as entertaining as it would be for us. I just want to move on. I just want to put together a top 12, top 15 recruiting class this first year around. I just want to move on. Take him off the Jumbotron. For God's sake, take him off the back of the Jumbotron.
Yeah, did these people not have a bed sheet or something? Or a couple of them timed together? I mean, at least cover him up.
You know, everyone talked about how quickly Florida State got Jimbo off the Jumbotron. That was like a banner, right? The way they had it, just kind of mm-hmm. draped over. It wasn't necessarily on the scoreboard or like in the scoreboard. Like, am I wrong? The things on the back of Tennessee's Jumbotron are like fiberglass, or not fiberglass, but like they're not drapes. They're not. What am I looking for? What word am I looking for? Just they're, you know what I'm talking about.
Like, they're hard material.
Yeah. Am I wrong in saying that? It seems like it'd be tougher to switch that pitcher out than just go and, like, remove the curtain.
I feel like they've had enough time, though, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. But they've been kind of busy, if you haven't noticed. They've kind of been doing some other things, like hiring and firing and hiring and
Well, I mean, they could put somebody
out. Put somebody else on it.
Put somebody on that.
Who are they going to put up? Can you put Fulmer
up? Yeah, you put Fulmer up. That's the obvious choice.
We're talking yesterday about him on the recruiting trail. Like, and him kind of having that itch again. How would it look for him to just pop up himself back up there?
I think 95% of people would be okay with it. It's Phil Fulmer.
Now that he's, like, back in, like, a position of power, though, like, does he need the homage? Does he need that up there on the Jumbotron now?
He just makes the most sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You got Neyland, obviously. Mm-hmm. Stadium's named after him. He's in the center. Reggie White, all-time great. I mean, who else are you going to put on there? Peyton?
Yeah.
Guess you could put Peyton on.
Go with a player, one coach, two players?
I guess.
How about picture of the fans? How about we do that? We put a picture of the fans up there.
I like the Photoshop, just the Twitter logo.
That or just like a overhead shot of like the people checkering Neyland.
That seems weird to have a stadium shot on the back of the Jumbotron, though.
Okay.
Well, okay. That's just my opinion, you know.
If you say so.
Could put Pruitt on there.
No, you can't. You can't put Pruitt on there.
Nah, it's a bad idea.
You can't put Pruitt on there. Is it?
Well, none of this is going to matter when they get the renovations done anyway, which is going to be a while. But you know, because they're going with the two new Jumbotrons.
Yeah.
Which I've been, I've wanted them to do that for years, because if you're sitting in like Section J or Section K, you can't see the scoreboard. You got to look up behind you.
Yeah.
So they need two big video boards.
That's a simple fix that should have happened for the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Just two video boards.
So soon they're going to have new ones anyway, so this won't matter.
But it matters now, damn it. Get Blitz off the Jumbotron. Put him off of it, and then let's move on.
Kind of surprised nobody has edited it yet.
Oh, by the way, we did miss that there was a decommitment, two decommitments yesterday.
Well, that happened after we went off.
No, I know, but we missed it so far in this first 53 minutes of the show.
Well, we've had a lot of really pressing things going on.
We haven't really talked about anything.
Well, we had, your phone. That's been a big thing today.
Yeah, Jim Caldwell's movie. Like, what's the movie he's embarrassed to like? I don't know.
Failure to Launch, probably.
Yeah, I don't think it's Failure to Launch. It's probably like some bad sequel. It's probably like Hangover 2.
Yeah.
Godfather 3.
Step Brothers.
Is that a sequel?
Like, no, it's not a sequel.
Yeah, I mean, like, where I was doing sequels. I was doing sequels there.
Oh, just sequels?
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed that part.
Yeah.
I thought you were just talking about movies that everyone who think that they think they're funny, but they're not, like, a lot of people don't really like them. Step Brothers gets that reputation, kind of like Nickelback, you know? I almost said Nippleback. Nickelback, they get that reputation. Although I like Step Brothers. I think it's a good movie.
I've never seen anyone compare the two.
They've never compared it to Nickelback.
Yeah.
But Step Brothers is kind of the Nickelback of movies.
I have to let that one breathe. I have to think about that one. That one doesn't seem right. Seems like a bad take.
I think a lot of people.
I mean, I'm not crazy about the movie either. I didn't know it got like the hate, though.
Yeah.
Like, when I think of Nickelback, I think of unjust hate. That's what I think of.
I think a lot of people
hate Step Brothers?
Yeah, I think a lot of people will be on board with me here.
I feel like no one's ever on board with you.
Grit's saying no.
You're 0-1 already. As Grit works tirelessly. Are you making any progress on that phone?
Yeah, I've got it in a new hole.
Got it in a new hole.
Ooh.
We've shifted it. We're almost got it from behind the platform and just straight in the baseboard.
Is it out?
My man's got tape wrapped up on it. He padded up his utensils. What are those called? Oh, he got it out.
It's out.
He got it out. Round of applause for Grit. We did it, everybody. It was a team effort. By team effort, I mean it was Grit.
It was all Grit.
100%. I mean, I had to stand up. I had to stand up over here while he took my spot and got it out.
Which has been really tough. I mean,
you had to sit there and try to do a radio show while you wanted to watch. You wanted to watch so badly.
I was watching all the tools. He's got a lot of tools here. Got it. We got a coat hanger. We've got duct tape. We've got whatever those things are. They look like something that like a serial killer might have.
It does look like you could put it like. It does sort of look like a long version of Freddy's blades.
Yeah, that's kind
of
what.
If he had like more of them and just have like a blade
like
hand.
Edward Scissorhands. Scissor
I guess that
or
works
something.
Too.
Yeah, except they're not scissors.
In today's edition of Who's an Idiot, Droop Dog tweets in, Cody is an idiot. I think he's talking about your stepbrother's take. So he's added the people that agree with you. You're 0-2 right now.
Well, that's fine.
Dylan McGregor.
I don't really care.
I've never heard of anyone that hates stepbrothers. 0-3.
Oh, well, I guess if two people say it on Twitter.
Three?
Yeah,
yeah. James Collins, don't listen to Cody. Step Brothers is a great movie.
I like Step Brothers. Obviously, James Collins is not listening. I'm saying a lot of people don't like him. They don't like it. I think it's a good movie.
Foster Corley, Step Brothers and Nickelback is a terrible take. 0-5. A lot of people will agree with you. Hour 1 in the books, hour 2 on deck. It's Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville.